This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
So what exactly is it? How do you do what happens if someone ultimately does get a Neuralink installed? What will take place?
Well, for version one of the device, it would be it implanted in your skull. So, but it would be flush with your skull. So you basically take out a chunk of skull, replace, put the Neuralink device in there. You put the electrode, you insert the electrode threads very carefully into the brain, and then you stitch it up, and you wouldn't even know that somebody has it, and then it can interface basically anywhere in your brain. So it could be something that helps cure, say, eyesight, like give you. Returns your eyesight, even if you've lost your optic nerve, type of thing.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. Hearing, obviously. Pretty much anything that it could, in principle, fix almost anything that is wrong with the brain. And it could restore limb functionality. So if you've got interface into the motor cortex, and then an implant that's like a microcontroller in your muscle groups, you could then create a sort of a neural shunt that restores somebody who is a quadriplegic to full functionality. Like they can walk around, be normal.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So
maybe slightly better.
Slightly better?
Over time, yes.
You mean with future iterations?
Yeah. Like the, $6 million man. Although
right.
These days that doesn't
seem
like much. Yeah.
That was Elon Musk talking about Neuralink or neural implants. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. Little shift because there are a lot of things that interest me. I don't always want to just talk about politics. You guys know I am a electrical engineer who used to design supercomputers and a computer scientist guy and a math guy. Very much a scientific brain. An intellectual, dare I say. And so anyway, I like this type of stuff. I think it's fascinating. And I think I probably have watched Terminator. I'm not even exaggerating this. I've watched Terminator 4 times in the last week. I don't know why it's been on so much. Because I think it's interesting, the idea of artificial intelligence and neural networks and how fast things really work inside of your body. We think that it's computers think fast. You think exponentially faster than a computer. You're thinking quantum physics. That's what makes people not understand the power of the human mind, the things that you can be doing simultaneously. Give a computer all the task that your body has to do, and it freaks out. I mean, while I'm sitting here talking, you're listening, probably doing something else. Your hands are moving. Your eyes are blinking. Blood is flowing. I mean, your body is multiple factories. Think of the most complicated factory on the planet, and that is your body. It times a gazillion. Your body is a trillion times more complicated than the most complicated factory ever been built by man. From the hair selection in your nose, or why does it grow out of your ears and your eyebrows, the type of skin on the various parts of your body is so unique it would blow your mind. So what Elon Musk is saying is we can put these neural links on your, take out a part of your skull, plant these things in your skull, and it will heal you. It will heal your optic nerve. It will heal your arthritis and all these other things. He's probably not far from the truth. I'd hate to take a blow to the head with that thing in there, and the neural implant gets haywired. Next thing you know, I'm, a zombie serial killer or something. But, hey, everything's got its problems, right? But would you get one? Would you guys, if you knew right now, like you got stinky feet. Yeah, I know. Yeah, don't even laugh. You got stinky feet. So if you knew you could get an implant put in that would get rid of your stinky feet, get rid of your bunions, get rid of whatever's ailing you, your bad breath, whatever. You know, you don't have bad breath. But whatever it is, would you do it? I'm asking the audience, too. I'm talking to my producers, but would you do it? If you could get something that would get rid of your arthritis or that, you know, your eyesight is now fading and you need readers and you keep them in every room like I do or whatever else, would you get it? Wow, because I'm just, you know, that's a scary proposition. I don't think I'd want to be on the, we call it the bleeding edge of that technology. I wouldn't want to be. I'd want to be a little farther in. You know, like, I wouldn't want to be the first guy to get a pacemaker. Now it's routine, but it wasn't routine years ago. And we are now so much better at mapping the human genome and understanding things. It's just a matter of time before we map the brain, don't you think? Wow. Fascinating stuff. And that was, by the way, that was Joe Rogan who did the interview with Elon Musk. And it's funny because Joe Rogan, by the way, has got a super popular podcast. I think one of the major, was it Spotify or one of these guys picked him up and took him off of YouTube. It was a huge get. I hope one day moving my show ends up being something like that. Hey, speaking of shows, so I got put on lockdown from Twitter because I got into a spat with Howard Stern, and Howard reported me because he's a big old pansy, big old skinny pansy. But he reported me because I essentially called him out. You know, he was found out to be in blackface. And, of course, Howard used the N-word indiscriminately. And he did it because he thought he was a cool white boy. And I don't have a problem with it necessarily, except that Howard now thinks he's woke. And he did a whole session on me during the Kavanaugh thing where he ridiculed me for calling the Kavanaugh accusers lying skanks. And I'm going, you're ridiculing me over this? Really? The guy who deals in nothing but smut. I call a series of women exactly what they are. Vindicated, by the way. I'm going to do a segment on that today because it happened. Back in 2018, it came out they lied. They knew they lied. A woman that was an accuser admitted to being a lying skank. And still, Howard Stern, who is this guy? One of these days, I'm going to get the clip of Stern and what's-her-face, Robin, talking about me. Won't have me on the show, but they'll talk some smack about me. And I'm thinking about this. But anyway, it's an aside. It just got me thinking about Rogan and his podcast and popularity. And Stern's is going away. People have finally gotten on to him because he's worthless. One of the worst radio shows on the air. It really is. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about today, folks. I'm so glad you're with me. Keep it here. You have not made a mistake.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I wrote an article a while back, and I think I titled it Mask Wars. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. And I said, essentially, that when we go out in public, you're going to kind of know where people are based on the mask. You know, are they wearing a mask or not wearing a mask? And I alluded that there's going to be another way to distinguish ourselves. And Democrats love this. They, you know, it's right now it's white versus black, it's male versus female, it's gay versus straight, it's Muslim versus Christian. You know, and there's a way to define us each way. Oh, they don't like black and brown people. And they claim we wage wars in brown countries. We don't wage wars in brown countries. Brown countries are disruptive. Brown countries are the ones that are creating the need for war. The UN has millions of people that are out there as refugees. From where? Brown countries. It isn't like we just, oh boy, let's just go and start a war with some people because they have a different color. In case you missed it, America, we are not predominantly white. Go look at stats. They'll make it sound like America is 70% white and 30% other. It's nonsense. America is so brown, it's pathetic. At the very least, it's mulatto, right? TheKevinJacksonShow.com. The mask wars is what we're talking about. And it's just another way to divide, to separate and divide. You're going to wear a mask or not wear a mask. You're going to be a business that sets up to do this or that. Over what, folks? I mean, the biggest overreaction to this so-called plandemic, well, that's what I call it, the plandemic. It's not a pandemic. It's a plandemic. It's a planned thing. I've talked about it in many shows. Democrats don't care about you because if they did, they would be fighting with the president in order to make this pandemic go away. They're not. Oh, we're going to make the world safer. They are making the world more bureaucratic. Oh, now plexiglass must be displayed. You got to have all these new signs up. Think of the money that got generated in new commercials all talking about COVID-19. All the PSAs. I mean, you can't turn on your TV without somebody talking about, be safe. Be safe out there. Be safe. You are more likely to get hit by a meteor. And nobody's going to tell you, hey, watch the sky. Be safe. Those meteors will get you. So, it's a joke. How many signs got made? New signs that tell you 6 feet apart, please practice social distancing and all. How much money went into that crap? Is that really helping you? It's a simple question. Is it really helping you? When you're out in public, let me ask you this. Do you go and encroach on people's space? Other than walking by somebody on an aisle or whatever, you're not over by somebody going, hey, listen, that's a really pretty TV. Are you going to get that TV? You're out. You know how to practice. I've said this before. You know how to practice social distancing. The minute somebody goes, what do? You tend to move away. You don't need a sign. You just go. If somebody looks sick in public, you know what you do? You do it intuitively. You stay away. You look at them and you go, that person looks sick. They cough. If their eyes are runny, nose is runny, eyes are a little bloodshot, you go, ooh, okay. So stay away from that person. You make sure you don't touch them. Yeah, I'm sick too. I'm not. I'm good. So I was watching the dude the other day. I was at the grocery store. And he went three back. And, you know, like, yeah, the items that are, like, lined up. Then there's the front row, the next row, the next row. He's with his daughter. And he reached his hand over and he got the third one back. He wouldn't get the first or the second one. And I thought to myself, yeah, this is a dude that's like, if anybody's going to touch him, they're going to touch the first row or the second row max. I'll go back here and get it on the third row. And he did. So he did. You know how to do it. But anyway, so we've got all the money being made in masks is ridiculous. The money being made in these stupid little signs that say practice social distancing and the plexiglass people and the people to install the plexiglass and the regulations that will come in and the bureaucracy. That's all Democrats do. That is one of the main things. They love this. Restaurants have to now, while the restaurant is in the business of serving food and putting people at tables, now the tables all have to be a certain distance, measured, and go into a restaurant now. You see what I'm talking about? And then there'll be somebody that'll come in, there'll be a spy. You're going to get a ticket because you didn't do it. You didn't meet the requirements. The mask wars, folks. I said, you're going to know people's politics by their mask. If a person has their mask on below their nose or on their neck or conservative, or if they don't have a mask on at all, like they're like, screw it, write me a ticket. That's going to be your conservatives. But if they proudly wear their mask, you know they're leftist. If they wear that mask, you know, they're out there like, you know, walking tall and holding hands, you know, leftists, you can spot them. And of course, there's some that are out there that are going to be tweeners. So there are people that will wear custom masks that are they're suspect. Let me tell you why. The custom mask will be people that go, I can breathe freely through this fabric. This ain't protecting me from anything. It's just me being defiant. Or obviously, if it says MAGA or something like that, you'll know. I would say if you're a conservative and you're going to wear a mask, you should wear a MAGA mask or something that shows, you know, resist, you know, like make, take back, resist, something like that. Yeah. In Arizona, many of the cities just passed a mask ordinance. It requires you to wear a mask. It happened. It was 5 o'clock. I was watching my youngest son play a softball game. I mean, baseball game. And they go, 5 o'clock now. Everybody's got to wear a mask. And I go, I'm not wearing a mask. There were two people out of, dozens. There were not wearing, two people that were wearing masks out of dozens. Most of us did not have a mask on. And we laughed and said, a couple people went, I'm not wearing a mask. That's what I said. It's happening all over, right? California, New York, mandatory mask. If you're in public places, supposedly with many people, this is a subway, whatever, and they'll write you a fat ticket, a $250 ticket. Where'd they pull that one out of their butt? If you're not wearing a mask, it's worth $250 because that's what it costs for the public. There's nothing. They could have charged you $10, right? But it's $250. I don't care what it is. Charge me whatever you want. I'm not wearing your mask, and I can't wait for people to start suing. But it got me curious about the dating scene. You know, if you're going to go to some club or you're going to a bar, you know, and you're just hanging out, you know, in the normal dating scene, you get to see people. All you can see are their forehead and their eyes. And I know, folks, the eyes are the mirror to the soul, but I want to see your teeth. You know, I don't want to see jacked up teeth when you take the mask off. What about Match.com? Is this going to turn into all you can do is wear a mask when they photograph you? Or because nobody's going to know what you look like beyond that. Where do you think this policy, folks, this mask wearing policy will have the worst impact? Can I give you some hints? In the hood, gangsters can enter a store with a mask, commit crimes. Nobody will be the wiser. Forget the hoodie when you got legalized mask wearing. See, leftists don't think these things through. I can't wait. I told you, I'm going to sue over a mask. As soon as somebody writes me a ticket, it's on.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A Democratic-led House hearing is probing into the Trump administration's response to the ongoing coronavirus outbreak. Republican ranking member of the House Energy and Commerce Committee, Greg Walden, says the Trump administration took unprecedented action.
He tightened up our borders, established a presidential task force to coordinate efforts, and invoked executive authority seldom used except in times of emergency or war.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is criticizing protesters who are vandalizing or tearing down statues of the Founding Fathers. Speaking on the Senate floor, the Kentucky Republican says we cannot let angry mobs carrying rope act outside the rule of law.
Well, Madam President, there could be no clearer sign that these far-left radicals have severed any connection to the righteous cause of racial justice.
This is USA Radio News. A new national poll finds a record number of Americans find the death penalty unacceptable. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
Long a divisive issue across America, capital punishment now considered morally unacceptable to a record share of Americans, according to the latest edition of an annual Gallup survey. Gallup says this year's poll finding 54% of U.S. adults said the death penalty is morally acceptable. But that's a decline of 6% from last year. It's 4 points lower than the previous all-time low. And the annual values and benefits survey found that 40% of respondents say the death penalty is morally wrong, the highest rating since Gallup began asking that question in 2001.
Conrad Paul James, a 27-year-old man from North Carolina, was arrested for allegedly starting a riot over the weekend that led to the toppling and damaging of two Confederate monuments in the state capital of Raleigh, North Carolina. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Leftists are trying to sell this second wave of COVID-19, a.k.a. the Wu Flu. And I don't think it's going to work. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Shutdown mania began all across America, folks, and the pièce de résistance was this mandated face mask, the rigid social distancing stuff, and then of course the contact tracing, where they wanted to make sure everybody was tracked and they knew who was doing what. Can you imagine something like that existing today in this leftist controlled world? Holy cow. The leftists, we talk about them all the time, but it would be like me talking about your stupid cousin who's always doing something stupid, and you say, man, Kevin, we always seem to be talking about the same thing. Yeah, because your cousin is he keeps doing the same stuff. You ever had a family member that's always in trouble? And you go to a family reunion or something, everybody's like, well, where's Billy? And they go, yeah. No words need to be spoken, right? That's what it's like with these crazy leftists. Every time you turn around, they want to do something else to try to drive you insane. Luckily for us, we know how to cope. They don't know how to cope. Let me put it this way. If we did what they did, if we created the chaos and we just drove them, you know, just stayed on them, you know, like take one of them. If we had gotten Barack Obama just driving on him about how he was cheating and he was doing all these other things, and we had the entirety of the DOJ, we had the media on our side, Barack Obama would have crumbled like the little girl that he is. Little snowflake, little princess. He would have crumbled. To look at Donald Trump go through what he does, and this dude gets up in the morning going, yes, I'm married to a trophy wife and I'm a billionaire. That's the thing he's going to say to himself every morning when he gets up and looks in the mirror. I don't need it. I do it because I want to. And it's reflected. It's reflected in how he does it. But boy, let me tell you, we got to learn how to fight businesses after the stupid lockdown stuff. They roll over without any pushback at all. Who decreed the fake guidelines that caused the delay of my bank opening because they didn't have the plexiglass set up? Who decreed? If you can't open the bank unless you put a plexiglass, why couldn't you just, I mean, in theory, if you're going to do something like that, say, put a sign that says, stand here and talk to me. Bring me your document. You know, no, must have plexiglass. Let me ask you, follow the money. Find out who invested in plexiglass, and you'll know exactly why that one came up. Why can't you talk through canvas or plastic or something? Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't talk through any of them. I wouldn't even set my business up that way. And what about the businesses where, you know, the added expense of all this stuff that they're doing that's not going to generate an ounce of new revenue. Nothing. Now you go into a restaurant. The hostess front of the office, front of the room, she's got plexiglass and wearing a mask, and they got a social distance, so they can only have a third of the number of patrons they used to have in the past. People waiting outside. Melissa was telling me she had to wait outside to go into it wasn't a Bed Bath or Beyond, but it was like that. Just to go get some fragrance. There were people waiting outside like there were a bunch of Russians waiting on toilet paper and vodka. They still want that look in Trump America. Churches have seen a 60% drop off in attendance and a 60% drop off in contributions. Do you think this is by accident? The idea that the leftists believe that they can force these things on us is patently unconstitutional, but nobody really wants to talk about that aspect of it. Never before in American history, folks, have we watched the Constitution get burned right before our eyes, and we do very little about it. Do practically nothing. Somebody can mandate that you put a mask on so you go in public. I told you they will regulate the very air that you breathe, and they are doing that. It's exactly what's happening. It's all nonsense, folks. The longer we play the game, the better the left's chances of winning. People said to me, this person sent me a thing saying, Kevin, in my state, it's mandatory. I can't even grocery shop without my mask. And I said, since when? We have black people resisting arrest from cops when the black person is a felon. And you won't just go into a grocery store and resist wearing a mask. What are they going to do? Call the cop. He's not wearing his mask.
Well, hey, you need to show up right away. He's not wearing his mask.
I'm going to walk to your grocery store without my mask. I'm going to shop and I'm doody 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 doody. And the minute somebody comes up to me, I'm going to go, well, then I tell you what. Why don't you make me put on my mask? How about we go that route? You think in Texas you're going to worry about that? Where they got concealed handgun licensing? Conceal and carry? Why don't you make me put on my mask? Californians go, well, we can't do it. It's our state. And that's what they told us. How many of you are there? How many do you think that if you were to, let's talk about the people that have run in and they loot a Walmart. What if you all go together, you text each other, you tweet, and say, we're all going to go to Walmart and we're not going to wear our mask. What do you think is going to happen? We're going to go there, shop, and spend money. We're not going to loot, but we're not going to wear our mask. You think there's going to be somebody waiting on you? Go, I'm going to write you a ticket. I'm going to write you a ticket. There are going to be people out there cheering for you. Don't give me excuses. I get tired of people telling me what they can't do. You have a right as a human being. And I hate to break it to you this way, but you don't need anybody to tell you. You have a right. You have a right to bring. I'm going to tell you right now, I have a secret that what I'm going to do. I don't know if I should share it. Maybe I will. Anyway, there's not going to be a second wave of Wu flu. The CDC knows it. Leftist governors know it. Dr. Fauci, that's what I call him, Dr. Fauci, he knows it. You can consider me the expert on this subject. I assure you, folks, I am more of an expert on the Wu flu pandemic than any of the partisan organizations that are out there and the partisan hacks. I guarantee you what I tell you will be more right than anything you'll hear from the CDC, the WHO, or anybody else that's on the left. I will give you the straight skinny. I already told you, you have a better chance of being hit by a meteor than you do of catching the Wu flu. I'm the expert. But what Democrats would love to see and love to convince you of is that there will be a resurgence of the Wu flu. But they have a serious problem. A resurgence requires a surgence. You follow? See, the surgence never happened. It was a contrived thing. And the jig is up. You know it. You know, I mean, don't misunderstand me. There were people that got this flu. I had a cousin that got it. Almost killed her, but that wasn't going to kill her. She's grossly overweight. She's got high blood pressure. And diabetes. She's a walking person. I'm shocked that the Wu flu didn't kill her. With all the underlying things or aggravate the things that would have killed her. But she lived. And I got other folks that out there that I know, they made it. Fake infection rates, fake death rates, that's what the world witnessed. I saw this video from Brazil, and I've talked about it maybe on the show earlier. Parliament learned that the number of Wu flu patients and the dead were completely fabricated. And if you saw the film, they were speaking Portuguese. They were mad. You didn't even have to understand Portuguese to know. They were walking through that hospital going, there's nobody here. You told us that there were 5,000 cases of Wu flu in this hospital and 200 dead bodies. And you know what they found? Not a single patient. It was boarded up, chained off, and they didn't find a single patient when they went in. And these Brazilian people from Parliament are like, what the heck is going on here? You know, they're upset. And that's going on all over the world. Lies, not just in the United States. This Chinese Wu flu thing is an international lie, an international cabal. And here's what Zero Head said. The only way to answer the question of is there going to be a second wave is to watch as the data rolls in. Arguably, the best data to look at to see if there's a second wave is going to begin are the hospitalization numbers. The media frequently reports the biggest and most dramatic numbers, often devoid of context. The number of cases has been reported regularly since the days of the pandemic, and yet we know that the number of cases can be misleading. As more cases of people rather are tested and retested for the virus, more results will come back positive, with the current number of confirmed cases exceeding 2 million. But if we know anything, it's that cases and the number of confirmed cases do not accurately convey how quickly and widely it's spreading. And oh, by the way, here's something interesting. These numbers pale in comparison to H1N1. Go look up how many people got infected with H1N1. Go look at it. Now, the number who died is remarkably low, but I'll bet you money the number of people who died actually from H1N1 was much higher, and the number of people who have died from the Chinese Wu flu is dramatically lower.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. $1 billion businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, as you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com, that's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
You ever called in sick to a job, sick to an engagement, something that people wanted you to be a part of, but you really didn't want to be involved? Maybe you called in sick because you just wanted to take a day off. You just said, shoot, I got better things to do. I want to go to the beach with my girl, with my guy, whatever. Maybe one of your friends said, hey, we're having a little get-together, and you're like, I don't really want to go there. It's boring, whatever. So you say, I'm just not up to it today. Called in sick. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. I've done it. I've done both of those. I've called into a job. Let me tell you what I would do. I looked at the number of vacation days I had. I looked at the number of floating holidays. I looked at the holiday schedule. And I looked at the number of, quote, sick days. It got to the point where they would just say, you have 21 total days that you can miss. Some are vacation, some are sick. We don't even care. Because they knew people were going. People were not necessarily sick on sick days, because they used to separate it. You're sick. And then, well, you need a doctor's note. Who needs a doctor's note? I don't feel good. I got the flu. I got the woo flu. I'm sick. Now, you got a real good excuse these days because you just pretend you got, I think I got that woo flu. You do that and then nobody ever wants to be around you, right? Anyway, the point is we've all done this. We've all called in for one reason or another because we said, don't want to do it. Maybe you called in sick to make a point. I don't know. I've never had the opportunity to do it. My jobs were all engineering or something. It wasn't like a bunch of us got together and said, hey, listen, we're not going to engineer today. We're going to show the world what it's like to be without an engineer. Too late. They already got cell phones and all that. We've already done the world a favor, engineers. The bridges are built. If you're a civil engineer, yeah, the bridges are built. The buildings are built. They're already in them. There's nothing you can do to recall it, right? If you're an electrical design engineer like myself, guess what? That cell phone that saved humanity, it saved the trees, it saved the whales, it saved the electric grid, and I could go on. It's connected mankind in ways that aren't even imaginable at this time. Do you think some stupid leftist tree hugger is going to be able to tell you all the things that I've done to save the world by designing supercomputers? They don't even have a clue. But anyway, if I miss work as an electrical design engineer, nobody's going to miss me because the stuff's been done. Are we still creating? Yes, electrical design engineers are creating every single day. They are going even deeper into these designs. Doesn't matter. You're not going to be impacted. But there are jobs that you could get impacted. If airline pilots say, we're not coming in, sorry, we don't feel good today. They can shut down the airlines. But we just found out so can leftists. Leftists can do that. They can do a woo flu shutdown of the airlines. It doesn't involve pilots. It doesn't involve flight attendants. It doesn't involve union bag handlers or anybody. They can shut you down. They are more powerful than all the unions combined. They can shut down the school system by just saying, oh, there's a pandemic that's going around. You got to educate your kids from home now. How powerful is that? Think about it. They shut it all down. They shut down the restaurant unions. They shut down the teachers unions. They shut down the automotive manufacturing unions, the UAW, the longshoremen, all of them. Home. Had to deal with them leftists had to deal with their ugly wives and their brutal husbands and their miscreant kids. We made the best of it. Oh, yeah, we conservatives, we made the best of it, but not them. No, no. But anyway, yeah, so certain people can call in, and it's a real problem. Pilots, air traffic controllers, remember that? Went on strike, didn't want to come to work. Garbage people in New York. I was there one time when that was going on, man. The trash was piled up. Looked like trashes of snow, like snow stuff. But it wasn't even during the winter. I don't want to say it was summer, but it was warm. That stuff gets the stinking woo-hoo. Anyway, cops walking off the job. Rumors are flying. They say that that the New York City Police Department may be doing a sick in. Multiple Atlanta police precincts walked off the job. We talked about it. They denied the rumors that they walked off. They said, no, we just had a higher number of calls than normal, and we weren't able to respond. I love this. I love the spin. And I know it's spin, but you know what I say to the Atlanta Police Union, whatever it's called? Go. You go, boy. Blue flu. That's what they call it. A strike that's undertaken by police officers where a large number of officers simultaneously take sick leave. Now, you might miss your pilots, air traffic controllers, and garbage people and all that, but I'm going to tell you, you will miss your cop. The Marshall Project, which is a non-profit journalism site that focuses on criminal justice, they talked about 1971, nearly 20,000 patrolmen in New York refused to report for duty. That's where the blue flu term came from. Coordinated sick days to protest. They did 6 days of no cops to protest. Yep. So they also have slowdowns or virtual work stoppage, that to do it. So the police don't respond quite as quickly. You ever watch a cop show when they're like, we got a 13, 14, this, that, and the other, and they're like, we're on it, we're on our way, and the car turns around and shoo, officer takes off at high speed. Right? Yep, that's how it's supposed to be. But not when they do a slowdown. Cops finish those donuts. They finish that last bit of coffee. They keep talking about what's going on at the house or what they, you know, saw on TV that day or their favorite song. And then they go, well, I guess we can head over there now. All right. And they saunter to the car like they're doing filming Singing in the Rain. Singing in the rain. Singing in the rain. And somebody over there, please, send a cop, we need a cop, oh my God, he's been shot. And the cops are like, yeah, whatever. Okay, we'll be there. Yeah. And they drive the speed limit. Ooh, stop at every red light. Make sure they don't do any California stops. Just, whoop. Okay, I guess we can go. They look both ways. Yep, we're good. They cruise on down the line. They get in the neighborhood. Finally, it's over. It's over. And then, how do you think they approach it? Man, we called y'all 15 minutes ago. Yeah, we know. Let's just go on, rope off the scene. Go and call the coroner. No sense in trying to say somebody's life. And by the way, ambulances will not go into the region, a hot region, a hot zone, unless they are escorted by the police. You want to know where they apply that little rule mostly? In the hood. Yeah, so these guys wait. They wait outside the periphery. When the cops show up, ambulances follow them in, and boop, they get to going. Because ambulance people have been killed trying to save the person who was the original, who was the victim. In other words, the perp who shot the victim, it will get in the way of the people, the paramedics, trying to help. They're like, no, I wanted this dude dead. Yeah, well, I'm not leaving a witness. So that's why they implemented this rule. So, yeah, go ahead. So now the police, the New York police, they said there's been two flyers circulating encouraging cops to come down with the blue flu on Independence Day. I don't know what Independence Day is, but I'll tell you this. If you are in a big city on Independence, don't be in Chicago. Please save yourselves. Leave. You know, don't be in Chicago on Independence Day. If that's like on a Wednesday or a Thursday and it's going to take you through the weekend, that is going to be a weekend of mayhem. Lord. Here was a flyer. NYPD cops will strike on July the 4th to let the city have their independence without cops, reads one of the messages. Yeah. It's being passed around via text. They say the cyber era equivalent of revolutionary underground leaflets. The Post reported on two messages citing unnamed and uncharacterized sources, though the paper also cited multiple cops. It's saying that the climates are retribution for a perceived anti-cop climate. I don't think there's anybody listening to me who doesn't understand it. You might not agree. You might be one of the people that says, look, man, no matter what they've agreed to protect and serve, they're getting paid, blah, blah, blah. And I won't be mad at you for feeling that way, but I don't feel that way. If I had to go to a job where I could be killed or seriously wounded, life-changing stuff every single day, and you didn't care about my job, I would just say, okay, no problem. I don't need to care about you. These people go home, they take that uniform off, and they become regular citizens. I told you guys, I tweeted this. When does a cop become a regular citizen when he's wrestling with a perp? When is it no longer about saving a cop's life, but saving his life? I'd like for somebody to answer that question to me when they want to prosecute these guys for chokeholds.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.